Welcome to Brutal Brunch.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromorrow.
And then Gruesome Doosome!
Gruesome Doosome!
Woo! Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Back after a break. Matt and Matt, we're here. It's Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Kicking things off with Shadows Fall and their cover of December. That's Only Living Witness from their disc Fallout from the War, because it's now December and this is our first show in December.
It's brutal outside also.
It is quite brutal.
It's terrible.
This is what
Dark Throne was thinking about. This is the weather that gave birth to
the black metal scene.
Yes.
All right, so we are back after a one-week hiatus here for another 2 hours of punk and metal. Thank you again to Darnley Brown for the nice transition changeover from Sounds of Praise to Brutal Brunch. Thank you. We're back. Get the shake off the rust after a week.
It's good to be back.
It is. And we have the return of the Melrose Police Blotter to get to.
A lot of
we
stuff today.
We have a bunch of new music. We got some music that was sent to us.
Wrestling this afternoon.
Russian hackers. We got
black metal.
Charlie Baker ruining the state.
Charlie Baker.
What else is on tap? Let me see.
The guy who's the head of ExxonMobil is going to be the Secretary of State, and then maybe we did a deal with Russia.
Because a good thing the Republicans ran against Goldman Sachs. Grammy nominations. One thing we didn't get to, actually, I won't get into the brutal, not brutal topics, but another Worcester concert incident that we briefly touched on a few weeks ago, but didn't really dive into. Your boys, Five Finger Death Punch, causing problems.
Really?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that later in the show.
I was adjacent to that show.
That's right.
I was in Worcester.
You had no idea.
No.
But, all right, so if you want to call in here, numbers are 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. That's 781-350-3264.
Why do people not like them? Is it like a thing?
Who?
Like Five Finger Death Punch, where people are like, ugh.
Because it's kind of not the greatest music.
Is that it, though?
I just can't.
They sell outplay. I mean, like, people like them.
Oh, no, they're very popular.
Yeah.
But I think part of it is like a metal back. For me, it's just like not my cup of tea, that music and those lyrics and like kind of laugh out loud worthy music videos. So
that's fine. That makes sense.
And the guys, I mean, they literally have a song about, like, about that life or whatever. It's like they fly in a plane like gangsters, and it's really ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know.
I did not know up until, like, a few months ago that he was at one point in Moto Grinder, which was a good band. It is a good band. They're still going, actually.
I'm looking forward
to seeing
this.
Moto Grinder. I'm off this morning, but, yeah.
This incident.
Yes, we will get to that. Before we do, another incident took place. It's not really an incident, but it's an annual happening, the Boston Music Awards, which makes me angry every year.
Oh. Did Salem Wolves win?
What were they even nominated for?
I don't know.
But no, they basically, I'm not criticizing these bands because they all make good music.
No.
But it's always seems, so like the punk and hardcore artist of the year, it's like the least hardcore punk artist won. Worshipper did defend their title, although it's always quizzical as to how a local band can win the same award 2 years in a row. Converge did not win again.
No.
For best metal.
And you don't have to have new music to win.
No, here's the thing. Paris hasn't put out an album since 2014. They had a single this year, and they won Artist of the Year from out of Boston. How does that happen? And then
we're such a small music.
The girl,
scene?
I mean, again, they're a good band.
That's
and
fine.
She won like Vocalist of the Year.
That's good.
But they didn't do anything.
That
How
doesn't
do you
make
win
any
award?
Sense. I don't understand
like,
it.
It drives me bananas.
Facts don't matter.
Clearly. But I mean, it's not, it may be like, say what you will about the scene, but there's like so much that gets put out. We have brand new music, not like that's come out this year.
Yeah.
So, and that's just in the metal and punk genres. And you want to expand it, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Get on the phone with Matt Moore, you jerks.
We need to have our own award show.
Not me.
And then, so anyway, that's my little mini Music Awards rant. And then, yeah, we got lots of stuff going on in Melrose. All right,
tons
race
of stuff.
Yesterday. We got wrestling today.
Racing up hills, wrestling.
What else happened in Melrose?
I drove to the Salem Mall yesterday. It was great.
You work in Salem. And then you're on your off days.
Salem, New Hampshire.
Oh.
Think about that. Tax-free, baby.
Oh.
Live free or die. I had to get a toaster for my dad.
Did you find one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. We got, again, we'll be back next week, and then the week after that is Christmas, and I'll be here at least.
Yeah.
We may both be here.
Why not?
Spinning music. Spinning some Christmas tunes for you to help you open presents / whatever rituals you may be performing on Christmas. And with that, we're going to get back into music. Let's see what we'll play first here. Here's some new music. Actually, I picked this one, or I picked this song. I don't really know what happened with this band. I guess they're kind of calling it quits, but from the makers of, who you will hear in 2 weeks, because they have one of the best Christmas songs. It's kind of a cover, but one of the best local Christmas songs, in my opinion, ever produced. They had an album called The Naturalist, which was supposed to come out earlier this year. There was some delays. I guess the band kind of fizzled out, but then, boom, the album was on Bandcamp this week. And we were talking about, from that the band Alteam that we played a couple weeks ago,
yep,
their song about the moon, the evil moon, and we were talking about Majora's Mask. So they have a song on The Naturalist called Majora.
Okay.
So we're going to play that.
I like those guys.
Yeah, oh, that band. Yeah, that
band's great. Guys and gals.
And, yeah, so this is, again, from the makers of their long-awaited album, The Naturalist, or Naturalist, and we are going to play Majora here for you on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Have it.
Still have Want to stay alive this holiday season? When you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Honestly, Darren, I'm calling you out. I do listen to Slipknot. Oh.
We're gonna start.
Welcome back.
Ooh.
That was supposed to happen. Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard Full Body Shot with A Dark Below. That's off their single with The Dark Below and Better Off. And sticking around the same scene this morning, well, this one wasn't, but before that was Adherence with Deadweight, their brand new studio version off their self-titled album. Then we had Bottom Fed and From the Makers Of. So we kicked things off with From the Makers Of with Majora off Naturalist, and then was Bottom Fed with Black and Angel off their split with West Berlin. That is out now, and without further ado...
The Wrestler Berlin.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History!
Yeah! What a week! It's actually a very lean week for metal history this week. December 3rd. Let's get in slow. We've been gone for a while, right? We can't just come out and say, like, here's this disgusting, like, song is like 45 minutes. Let's get in slow. December 3rd, 1981, the most successful group of the 1970s, ABBA, releases their final original single, Under Attack. Split's never officially discussed, but the fact of the matter is that this is the last time ABBA got together to sing English lyrics that they learned without actually learning the English language phonetically. And it's a great song.
It's pretty brutal.
It's brutal. Ooh. Ooh. So there you go. December 3rd, 81. ABBA with Under Attack. December 3rd, 83. Slayer released their debut album, Show No Mercy. Kind of a thrash icon, Slayer, releasing their debut album where they kind of found basically where they've continued to be for the last 30 plus years, essentially. At the time, you know, there was groups like Metallica and Exciter that were also kind of more of the mainstream thrash, although it's 83, there wasn't a lot of mainstream thrash. And obviously Slayer, a little bit darker, a little bit louder, a little bit heavier, a little bit more punk even than young Metallica at the time. Slayer, also interestingly, has a comic book out that came out this month called Repentless, to go with their new album, Repentless. It looks awesome. I don't know. There's blood all over it, so I'm sure it's good. And this is Die by the Sword off of Show No Mercy. Gonna get to the breakdown. There you go, Die by the Sword. I mean, you can kind of basically see the blueprint for the other Slayer songs.
All the other Slayer songs.
Blood. It's very fast. It's loud.
Have you seen that Slayer Goes to Church video since this Sunday?
No, I have not. What is it?
You haven't seen the somebody dubs out, I forget what song it is by Slayer, but they like compile a bunch of videos from like revivalist type churches of people dancing and stuff, and just like Slayer's blasting over it.
That sounds good to me.
It's fantastic.
I would do that. I feel like, anyway, December 5th, 83, German heavy metal band Accept releases their fifth studio album, Balls to the Wall. Lead singer Udo Dirkschneider says that Balls to the Wall is a reference to the speed with which oppressors would run away from the oppressed. And this song is about essentially a revolution of people who are downtrodden and beaten by wealthy elites. This is what Udo Dirkschneider himself said. I think, on the other hand, that it's just funny to say Balls to the Wall, and that's why the song and album is called Balls to the Wall. Anyway, here's December 5th, 1983, Accept with Balls to the Wall. In fact, while Balls to the Wall's playing in the background, December 6, 2002, yet another riot over a canceled Guns N' Roses concert breaks out in Philadelphia, which I'm sure was an absolute bloodbath. If we know anything from the good people of Philadelphia and their propensity to throw batteries. Axl just refused to get on stage, and Axl Rose sucks. I'm here to say that on the air. Whatever. They had, like, one good album. Enough. December 7th, 2007. The debut album release of De Occulta Philosophia by the Ukrainian black metal band Blood of Kingu. Do you know Blood of Kingu, Matt?
I am unfamiliar with them.
I was unfamiliar. Amazing, though. They are amazing. Blood of Kingu, black metal band from Ukraine, obviously, as we discussed. Their lyrics deal mostly with Sumerian, Egyptian theology and mythology, and they mix in a lot of Tibetan chant. You ever hear Tibetan chant as opposed to, like, Gregorian chant?
Sure, I have at some point, but I couldn't point out the difference.
The difference is, I think Tibetan chant is more based around shaping of the tongue, so it almost sounds like whistling. Okay. Whereas your Gregorian chant is more guttural diaphragm sounds. Now you know. Anyway.
Always got an education.
This is Mumu Timiat by Blood of Kingu. And it's awesome.
Sounds black.
It's very black. And you learn something. You learn what were the Sumerian gods? What should I know about them? And they'll just tell you. That's like Gorgut had all their albums are about a specific topic. Were they on this year on that top 20 list that we'll get to?
I've seen so many lists at this point. But yes, their album has been heavily featured.
Gorgut's new album is essentially a discussion on this library that was in Iraq that was destroyed.
Recently?
No.
Oh, okay.
In the 1600s. And it's a dissertation, essentially, on this Iraqi library. So you learn something. You think you're just here to, not learn. You're here to
learn.
That's
why, people hate on metal. They don't understand.
People don't understand.
There's some bad metal out there. Some fluff metal.
There's some bad stuff.
But there's a lot of legit metal.
Then Blood of Kingu's out there just doing it. Speaking of doing it, December 7th, 2004, Cam'ron releases his seminal album, Purple Haze, considered by many to be his best album. I'd put this in there because I just really like Cam'ron. I think he's very funny. I took Cam'ron's side in the Great War of the mid-2000s between him and Jay-Z. He gave Jay-Z the sickest burn ever by saying he looks like Joe Camel, which now I can't see whenever I see Jay-Z on stage or anywhere. You might also know Cam'ron as the You Mad guy. If you were a Facebook teenager, you would see the guy waving his finger and going, You Mad. He's also the man with the pink furry suit and pink flip phone in all those pictures. Thanks, Cam'ron. December 8th, 79, Motorhead releases their debut album, On Parole. This is a weird one. On Parole technically was done in 75. The label had signed Lemmy from his former band, Hawkwind. And Lemmy had written most of the songs on this album on parole for Hawkwind, so it's not for Motorhead. So kind of slightly different bands, a little bit bluesier, a little less of the punk influence that you'd see in Motorhead that you know. They didn't want the album to come out, but essentially they had made some success with Damage Plan and Damage Case, not Damage Plan, and Overkill. And they were like, you know what, we should release this. So the studio their label just released it kind of without their consent, and they were kind of mad about it. So some fans like it, some fans don't. I think it's fine. It's very bluesy. This is The Watcher off of On Parole. It should be in a biker bar. We should be in that biker bar now.
We are.
I just slid Matt across the table. Smash a chair over his back.
It's a nice change of pace.
It is a change of pace. Anyway, RIP Lemmy, of the many, many people we lost in 2016. The worst year ever. Speaking of the worst year ever, December 8th, 1994, Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil involved in a serious motor vehicle accident. He's drunk driving, and Razzle, a.k.a. Nicholas Dingley of Hanoi Rocks, is killed in the car accident. Just a bad year for everyone that year.
And then, of course, we knew Vince Neil thought he was going to be playing at the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because him and Trump go to the same tanning guy. To they go in there and say, "Make me look like a baked potato, please." And then, then Trump said no.
One clarification. So Lemmy passed away on December 28th, 2015.
Ah!
But basically he should still off, be in the list. Off the crappiness
That's
of
true.
The 2016. That was
he
like
should still
appetizer.
Be on that list at the end of the year at the Grammys or whatever, or at the Oscars. If he's not, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to put some mean tweets. Let's close it out. December 8th, 2004, which is 12 years ago, which is like shocking for me personally. Daryl Abbott, a.k.a. Dimebag Daryl, along with three other people, at a club in Columbus, Ohio, were killed when a gunman got on stage at a Damage Plan show. And like a crazed fan.
He was mad about Pantera breaking up or whatever.
Yeah, mad about Pantera breaking up. Killed Dimebag. One of the most iconic guitarists of this genre of music, and really of all guitar-based music. 12 years ago, which is crazy.
I was going to say, you have an interesting story about
that. Yeah, so it was a Wednesday. The show had actually happened on Wednesday into Thursday morning, essentially. And my dad, I was in Worcester at the time at school in college. And my dad actually was driving around and then just heard the news on the radio and just drove all the way to Worcester to come talk to me. We were meeting for lunch, I think, anyway, later. But he got up earlier to tell me that Dimebag had been killed, which was depressing. It was very sad. Yeah, so rest in peace, Dimebag. I mean, a crazy scene, too. Like, the whole thing. The other thing about it is it's all on video.
You can see the video of the cop who shoots the gun. And
it's just a crazy scene because it's a really small club in Columbus because Damage Plan was just trying to figure out whatever they were trying to do. And you know, three members, a guy was killed trying to give Dimebag CPR on stage. I mean, it was just like pure chaos. Anyway, 12 years ago was just crazy, though. December 8th, 2004. And that'll do it for this week in metal history. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go listen to Purple Haze.
And now, for this upcoming week in metal present, here are the punk and metal shows that you can see this week on the Brutal Brunch official concert calendar. Not necessarily a light week in terms of shows, but in terms of days you can see shows. So we're going to jump to Tuesday, December 13th at Royale, its basement, with Citizen, Turnover, and Horse Jumper of Love. O'Brien's has Matt Charette, Andy Grimm, Jim Healy, and Dave Wells. Great Scott, you can see Asteroid, Infinity Shred, and Glacier. The Middle East has Trapped, with a T, one of the greatest bands of all time. Silent Season, Volt Paralyzer, and Aneurysm.
You're right, I agree.
Trapped, I once heard a Trapped concert from like across the highway. I was playing a baseball tournament, and I'm like in the center field, and all of a sudden I just hear Trapped in the ether. It was like at some open air festival, it was great.
And he walked away from the field and he never came back.
Thursday, December 15th at Ralph's. It is Fight of Old Boar Corps and Legions Descend. Brighton Music Hall. It is night one of Wreck the Halls with Street Dogs, the new Dockbuster, and Matt Charette. O'Brien's, you can see Est Wizard, Shatner, and Pretty Morals. Friday, December 16th at once, you can see Three Parts Dead and Roadhorse. Brighton Music Hall. Night two of Wreck the Halls with Street Dogs, the new Dockbuster, and All Out. O'Brien's Pub has Strange Changes, Pathogenic, Chuggernaut, Lattermath, and Juan Bond. The Middle East has the Primary Others, another sexy hit album release party, along with the Warning Shots. And 13th Floor Music Lounge has Barishi, Gloom, and Cazador.
Yeah.
And finally, next Saturday, December 17th, night three of Wreck the Halls with the Street Dogs, and new Darkbuster, and Jesse Ahern. At O'Brien's, it's Mercury on Mars, Electric Street Queens, El Mostro, and the Street Eights. The Middle East has Destroy Babylon, the Far East, and Whoopee Sticks. Midway Cafe, you can see the Screw-Ups, the New Limits, Hobo Chili, and the Dirty Dotties. And finally, at Kodo, it's Graviton, Ruin, Honest John, and Inconvenience Store. So that is your week in shows.
Go see Cazador.
Go see somebody. Go see some shows. Support local venues. I just have to... So, Street Dogs are now doing the annual... So not to be confused with the Hometown Throwdown, which the Boston's do a couple weeks later. Yep. But the Street Dogs have Wrecked the Halls. They've moved from the Paradise, which has almost 1,000-person capacity, to Brighton Music Hall, which is under 500.
Yeah.
And that disturbs me. So I don't know what's going on there or what that says, but people, go support these local shows and local bands, even the big ones.
Even the big bands. That is odd.
Yeah.
I mean, we're old now. What are the children listening to? It's the children, Matt. They're wrong. Not us.
They are wrong.
They're wrong.
All right, we'll be back with the Melrose Police Blotter. And then, speaking of more people doing things wrong, well, brutal or not brutal, next hour. So you are listening to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Numbers here are 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. We're on Twitter still.
Yeah.
Brutal Brunch, Boxman 37, Snood Dude 7.
7.
Hit us up, Facebook, Graveyard Shift, or I always do that. Brutal Brunch Radio.
What is that show?
That's a show that we was laid to rest.
R.I.P. that
show. In his own graveyard. All right, we're going to play the latest from Sounds of the Fallen. It is their song called Once Said. And here you go.
Nice.
Can I take back?